Let's get a view now from Wuhan, China, which is emerging from 76 days of stringent restrictions. It was the first city in the world to go on lockdown after the coronavirus pandemic started there late last year. The CNN's David Culver visited Wuhan before the lockdown and now after, and I caught up with him earlier via Skype as he was leaving Wuhan on a train and asked him to paint a picture for us of what it's like there now.
You know, it's a bit surreal to go back 3 months after our original trip down there. And what stands out to me now, having left after a couple of days back on the ground, is that this is a city that is clearly in a place of trying to resume, trying to get back online, certainly from a business perspective and just normal life resumption. But at the same time, there's a lot of hesitation. These are people who have gone through a 76-day brutal lockdown, who were sealed inside their homes in many cases. And they are really trying to find their comfort again and walking back out of their houses and enjoying life once more. But they do so with a cautious optimism.
Yeah, that hesitation. Are you feeling it at restaurants and stores? Are people going to those places? And what do those places look like now? Are there differences in the way that they're operating?
I could find no restaurant that was operating in a normal capacity as it once did. And what we saw, for example, in our hotel restaurant, were that tables for two were set up just for one. Tables for four were set up for two, with each chair on the alternate side of the other, so nobody was in close contact. Storefronts have moved their operations to the very front of the store so that people don't actually come inside. The same is true for most big brands, you know, Burger King, Starbucks, McDonald's. And then actual stores are also doing the same. I mean, there's a lot of window shopping, but it stops at the window.
Mm-hmm. So with that, I know that this is really the time of year where it's warming up in China. Even though folks are hesitant to go into those places, are they spending more time outdoors?
Oh, for sure. And we noticed that even at a park that we were at just yesterday, people were starting to get together. Overall, you do see a real desire for people just to want to be outside. You don't blame them, especially if they were quite literally sealed inside their homes for that duration of time to get some fresh air. They realize it to be a luxury now. And quite frankly, they're not sure if it'll last. I think a lot of people believe there might be a second wave, Tanya.
So, you know, that really speaks to this larger debate here about when parts of the country can reopen. Do you see how they've handled this over the last few weeks as a model on how we should possibly reopen, really?
It's very difficult for me to endorse one way over the other, because things here are definitely handled a very distinct way from, for example, in the U.S. and even parts of Europe. I did find it interesting as I was hearing, for example, the state of Georgia considering to open the hair salons and cinemas and bowling alleys and tattoo parlors. And so I wanted to go to some of those places in Wuhan to see how they started to come back online. And you noticed that some, like hair salons, were actually reopening, but they were changing their procedures. So the one hairstylist that I had learned how they were doing things was simply buffering each client by an hour. And in that hour in between, no client comes in and out, so there's no overlap of their customers, and they do a complete sanitation in between. Other places, like a cinema, a movie theater, or even a fitness center, completely closed and no intention to open in the near future.
So much to work out, so much to learn as we move through this time. That's CNN's David Culver. Thank you so much for joining us in this update.
Thanks, Tanya. Be safe.